This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be here very shortly. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. He is James Collins. And you know what? I know we should probably move on, but I don't care. I am still so amped about that Usher performance over the weekend with Super Bowl.
It was a great
good halftime show. I know a lot of people did not like it. They thought it was a snooze fest. I thought it was total Usher because he started out a little bit slow and then he went really amped. He got on roller skates as he was doing everything and he shared that stage. He had so many guests. He had Alicia Keys and her and Luda and Lil Jon.
I just smile every time I see Lil Jon. That voice of his, just too fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping he was going to be there, so I was happy to see him. But I was really surprised about Ludacris. One thing I did before the Usher performance at the Super Bowl is I kind of went through his catalog of music because I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's definitely, like, for my age range, like, he was the thing. Because I would dance into a lot of Vegas clubs to Usher and, you know, the slow jam.
Nirvana was, like, transcendent when that first hit. Yeah, he had a 30-decade career.
But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, I didn't realize how many collaborations he had. Oh, and Will.i.am was on stage with him as well.
Oh, that's right.
There's so many different collaborations that he did. There was an opportunity for him to bring a lot of people with him, and he did. And that was cool to see. And I don't know if you heard, but did he get married? Because I got an update that he was going to go get married in Vegas to his girlfriend after the Super Bowl.
Did he?
They got their marriage license, it looks like. Yeah, they got their marriage license. I'm looking it up right now. So he's been with this girl, Jennifer, oh gosh, it's a tough last name, Gosachia, it looks like. And apparently they got their wedding, their marriage license on February 8th in Vegas. And so they've been together since 2019. They're having a small ceremony, just close friends and family in attendance. They've got two kids together. They've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I guess he had his record come out on Friday with the Super Bowl. I guess this is just his time to get it all done, all the good stuff.
Yeah, he is definitely living his best life right now, as he should be. All right, well, love is in the air because it's Valentine's Day, and Usher may be married, maybe not, but at least heading that way with a marriage license. Can we just talk about love for a moment? And
do you love love?
I love love. I love love. And it's so beautiful. And not just romantic love, but friendship love and family love. And it's just so much fun, especially when it is in the form of movies. And if it's a romantic comedy, like love dramas and stuff, yeah, that's all fun. I love, what is it, The Notebook? One of the best.
God,
absolutely.
Isn't it gut-wrenching, though?
It is iconic and legendary, and it really is. They did a great job with it. But the rom-coms, the fun ones, those are the good ones. Like, what is it? When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally.
That's an old
iconic
classic.
Yeah.
Yes. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is really fun with, I'm blanking on her name, not Kate Middleton. My brain is everywhere today, and it's like whatever thing I'm thinking I want to say, my brain's like, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. And if you watch The Office, you know what that phrase, but it's like
Kate Hudson is who you're thinking.
Just Kate Hudson, yeah.
Yes, Kate Hudson. It goes from one thing to the next. Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey. Did you ever see 500 Days of Summer with Zooey Deschanel?
I don't think I saw
Jessica
that
Gordon
one.
Levitt.
Was that it great? Because I think she's super cute.
She is wonderful.
My best friend's wedding, I really liked
a
lot, too.
That one was so good. That one, I think, and what was the other one that, Julia Roberts did? Notting Hill. I feel like that one was kind of underrated.
She was like the queen of the rom-com for a while.
Yes. for a good minute. Crazy Stupid Love. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, that was great.
I think loved that's it. One of my favorites. That one's a good one. Of course, actual Valentine's Day, the film with the compilation of different stories that all end up intertwining. Yep. And that was
really cute. That one's very much
cast.
Like the, what they did at New Year's, too. What was it? There's like two.
And New Year's Day. Or new, not your New Year's Day. New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. And then they were both done by Gary Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And Michelle Pfeiffer was in that one. I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's great. She's another one who was the queen of the rom-com for a while. Mm. And Sandra Bullock, got to give her props. She was it for a while, too.
Oh, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds. That
Loved
one
it.
Was so good. That's one of the movies that if I'm flipping through channels or I'm doing something and it's on, and it doesn't even have to be at the beginning, whatever point it's on, I will keep it that channel for the rest of the movie. Betty White as his grandmother, as Ryan Reynolds' grandmother, was just the best, especially the scene where Betty White and Sandra Bullock are dancing in the woods, like, to the beach. She's like, just chant, whatever fills your heart. And she's like, from the windows to the walls.
Anything with Betty White, of course, is going to be that much better. But The Proposal was great. And Sandra Bullock, I think, is just so likable. She was one of those, you know, because when you watch a rom-com, it's always about kind of putting yourself in the story, sort of. And she's always very relatable. And that's what makes a good rom-com, is someone who's not so out of touch that you feel like you can't see it happening in real life. She's a very relatable character.
Yeah, she is. What's the other? My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That one's a sweet one, especially like with all the family relationships. And
what about going way back? What about like Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles? Like if you go way, way back, do you think those are rom-coms, would you say, or just those teenage movies?
I can't recall. Those are.
Oh, my gosh, I beat you.
Sorry. I mean, I'm familiar with them enough. But I guess I would call those, like, teen rom-coms for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up, the teen rom-coms I grew up with were, Clueless was kind of one. But I'm not even sure if we call that a rom-com, more just a teen film. What was it? Just Go With It was one that I really liked that I grew up with. And there was one with Kirsten Dunst and Ben Foster. Or is that Just Go With It? There are two films that I'm totally getting mixed up in my mind right now, but both of them, anyway, were really good. The film that I loved, and I don't know if you want to call it a rom-com because it wasn't necessarily, but Out Cold, the snowboarding movie with Jeremy London. No, it was Jason London. Did you ever see that one?
No, I missed that one. I don't know. Never even heard of it.
And he falls in love with a girl, and then she breaks his heart, before the film even started and stuff, and then she walks into the ski lodge, and it's very Humphrey Bogart? What's the old, not Gone with the Wind, Casablanca. It's very Casablanca. It's like they basically took Casablanca and made it a snowboarding film. And they use a lot of lines from it. And then somebody tries to buy the mountain.
Fun.
And they have to save the mountain and stuff. And it's a love story of the mountain and their work family, almost more than an actual like rom-com of like romantic relationship.
Huh. See, I love Love Actually. And I know people classify that as just a Christmas movie. But I think it's just the ultimate. Yeah, it's just the most ultimate, sweet love story and multiple love stories. You get them over and over in that one.
Mm-hmm. What about love songs? What kind of love songs? If you were making a playlist, are you going slow jams or a little bit more upbeat?
Usually upbeat, I think. I mean, sometimes the, like, quote, and I'll use air quotes, like those love songs, they get a little cheesy and overdramatic. Although I do love a good country love song. I think those are fun because they're not
quite
as heavy.
They have a good energy still. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What's on your list of love songs?
Low energy ones? Oh, my goodness. What would it be? It would probably be like a hodgepodge mix, maybe 311 Amber or something. And then, something by Mandy Moore. I would have to figure out just one Mandy Moore song. And then The Darkness. I believe in a thing called Love. Which I highly recommend. If you're not even familiar with that song, you have to see the music video. James and I were talking about it a moment ago of how he was like, it's so 80s and stuff. And it is. It's supposed to be so 80s, but it was done in the early aughts. and that was kind of like their niche. Like they were an 80s hair band in the mm-hmm. early aughts.
With the little punk. Yeah, a little punk mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. But speaking of 80s songs, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Is that one of your favorites? Is that a go-to?
No. Is that what we call that, a love song? I think
Living on a Prayer?
A love story.
I mean, I guess so. To me, that's just, I don't know, that was just 80s hair greatness. I think of those as kind of like party anthem, sort of, or like party song.
Karaoke classic.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you know what's really romantic? Sir Mixed a Lot, Baby Got Back.
Oh, that's an excellent one. Or the thong song.
Oh, yeah, Cisco. Cisco was bringing it back.
whenever you were in high school, whatever decade that was, that's where your classic love songs will come from. So, like, if I'm thinking of, like, love songs for me growing up, it was like George Michael. It was Wham. It was, I don't know. I think whenever you're like 12 years old, whatever is going on right around that time, it's like those are the love songs.
What was the big thing? Like so I was in high school in the early aughts, and it was the pop princess and boy band situation. So we had Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson leading our way along with NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and 98 Degree.
Yeah, I was in the mid-90s, and it was, everything was Boys to Men. Like, a lot of those R&B, I don't want to call them boy bands, but the R&B groups, that was kind of those were your love songs.
Oh, show me an R&B song that is not a love song. Those are all, like, smooth.
Yeah.
I think those ones. James, what's on your list? You're making a mixtape for your girlfriend. What are you putting on it first and foremost?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this is a niche pick, and like 5% of our audience will get it. But there's a song from a musical called Waitress called You Matter to Me, and that's our song. And it's very slow, very sweet. We thought about playing that. If we were to get married in the future, we'd probably have that be our wedding song. So, yeah, probably that song.
Your first dance song.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It is.
I'm going to have to check that song out. I have no idea. I've never heard it before. But I saw Waitress the movie. That's another kind of rom-com-ish.
I feel like it's more of
a love story.
Harry Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Which is like mother-daughter kind of love thing. Let's see you after the hour.
Hear that? Soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, to celebrate, among other things, social media. Media. Do you like the way I say that? Media.
Media.
Media. So does that mean it's all about me?
Is it? Thank goodness you're back.
Now, why do you say that, Jennifer? Why do you say
that? Well, I mean, what would we do without saying the word media 12 times?
Media. It's media. All right, let's see. There's an ancient Herculaneum scroll. Want to say that quicker? Herculaneum. Sounds like something that you'd put in your cereal, perhaps. Hey, I'm going to have a little more Herculaneum on my Cheerios. So this was deciphered by AI from the era of Mount Vesuvius. So they found this 2,000-year-old scroll, and now it has the researchers have used AI to figure out what it really means. Didn't we talk about this big prize for that these kids were involved in?
Yeah, things that they found and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, now okay. We actually know what it says.
And what does it say? Does it say Jennifer Horn should run for president? Is that in there someplace? No, it's not. Space? What is SpaceX? I see SpaceX is in here, but then he's into everything, right? SpaceX and Herculaneum Papyri, whatever. The two of them go together like a horse and carriage. Is anybody making any sense out of any of this at all?
I see papyri, and I always think of papyrus, the font that has kind of like swoopty-doops.
Swoopty-doops. Yeah, papyrus is the paper
the
that they write on.
Yeah,
the pretty font.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that it would be, then that was perhaps what Roy Orbison was thinking about when he sang Pretty Paper. Perhaps that came from this era. It may not have, but, you know, food for thought anyhow. All right. This is
tough crowd.
This is just, it is a tough crowd. Exactly. We're more tough than the Super Bowl. I was in a restaurant during the Miles and his dad and I went into a restaurant to have dinner, and the game was on. And Miles decided he was interested in it, even though nobody at his house, whether it's me or his father, talks much about football. He went to, he befriends everybody. He went to talk to the guy who's in charge. He was at the door. He was only letting people in that had paid a cover charge to get in. So Miles says to the guy, "Can I get in? Can I see what's going on? Can I watch the game?" And the guy said, "Sure, kid." And so he went in. He wasn't supposed to let him in because they were serving beer in there, among other things. But he took away from that experience, you know, what he should have gotten is what he got out of it, is the fellow was very nice to him. And that was, you know, people need to be nice. People need to give and, I don't know, just, it's amazing how people can shut themselves down by not allowing themselves to share with other people. Pretty amazing. Anyway, I don't know. The story of Christian Bale breaking ground, this has made some of the trending, in the last couple of days, trending stories have focused on this passion project of his, 12 new homes being built for foster children. This is very cool. That's in California. And I don't know whereabouts in California, actually. Jennifer, it's at somewhere in, it's north in the Antelope Valley, somewhere up there.
Oh, so like Lancaster, Palmdale.
Yeah, I would guess. Was that up to 14?
Yeah, I think that area? 14, 5, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the first of its kind.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that siblings in foster care all stay together, and this will ensure that to happen, that they don't get split up to different foster families. They all get to stay together in foster care with these homes.
I would wonder what his background was, if he had some of this in his childhood, and that's why he feels strongly about it now. But anyway, tip of the hat to Christian Bale doing something very good for lots of people. 28 after the hour now here on Good Day.
Energy got expensive. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. There are things you can do right there at home to cut energy cost. Are you running a load of wash? Unless you're attacking serious stains, the cold water mode is okay for most of what you're washing. And wait until you have a full load to save electricity and water. Ditto for the dishwasher, which we'll also save on detergent, which is pricey now. And stocking up on groceries doesn't just take advantage of bargains you find. Your freezer works more efficiently when it's full, because all the stuff in there is frozen, so you'll use less electricity. As for the fridge, set it between 28 and 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the freezer between 0 and 5. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is backing his boss after last week's special counsel report that referred to issues with President Biden's memory. Mayorkas says the special counsel's investigative report on Biden's handling of classified documents was no place for that feedback.
The special counsel made gratuitous, unnecessary, and inaccurate personal remarks.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Tragedy strikes over the weekend. The CEO of one of Nigeria's largest banks, Herbert Wigwe, along with his wife and son, died in a helicopter crash near Interstate 15 in Southern California's Mojave Desert. Herbert Wigwe, who served as the chief executive of Access Bank, was among six people aboard the aircraft when it crashed shortly after 10 p.m. local time. All six people on board died, including two pilots and the former chair of NGX Group, Nigeria's stock exchange. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
What the hell are you? I'm Batman.
Is there a Batman commercial that ran in the Super Bowl? Or is that from an old Super Bowl? Or is that just a Batman thing?
That's from Batman Begins.
It was a commercial, but it was Ben Affleck.
Okay. All right, boys and girls, here we go. On the positive track, on the good side, the right side of things, we're here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner with a thought from Abraham Lincoln. Are we ready for Honest Abe, who said many things in his tenure as president, and one of them was when he was running for election. So maybe this is a lesson for Joe Biden and for Donald Trump and for
Mr. Kennedy and whoever else is going to run.
Did you see his ad, by the way?
Which one?
In the Super Bowl. Kennedy.
Lincoln, yeah. Abraham Lincoln ran a spot?
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl?
Anybody. They'll take anybody's money.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. I did not watch the Super Bowl. I was having my dinner, and I wasn't, shall I admit, that I wasn't interested. I didn't care. And I and mostly because I just caught out of the corner of my eye this Kelce thing with the coach. Ugh. That completely turned me off.
No.
And if I wasn't already turned off to the game, I thought he looked like a real jerk. Anyway, that's not why I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln. He said upon his election, "I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. I'm not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he is wrong." You see either of the candidates or any of the major candidates that would come out with that, they don't even understand probably what Abraham Lincoln said. I'm not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true. I think more true to himself. He was always that way. I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he goes wrong. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if politicians today could do that instead of just take everybody's money and go for the people who are, you know, paying.
Well, and it's a chess game about how you get people more power and money, and it's not about making the country better.
Yep. So Joe Biden's going to win. I think I've got. I understand why he's going to win, though. You're interested in my thoughts on this, Jennifer and Jay?
Win what?
All right. He called out the snack companies to stop shrinkflation. He thinks that the way the businesses are cutting product sizes and charging more money is a ripoff. So he said, quote, "Companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice." This was, I think this was posted on X. Didn't he do a TikTok thing too before the
Super Bowl? He did after the
Super Bowl,
trying to pretend that he had drafted or that he created the outcome. Like anybody thinks he can even tie
it. Of the Super Bowl?
Right. Give me a break.
Good for him. Give me a break. All right. So anyway, there's Joe's going to fix everything because he's on to Gatorade, Doritos, Breyers ice cream, Tostitos, all of those things. Yep. Let's go get him. Pepsi-Cola said that they weren't going to vote for him because he was not nice to their products. Goldfish. That was another thing. He was concerned about Goldfish and Oreos. All right. Okay. There you go.
Priorities.
Right. There's a restaurant that inspired Ratatouille that I thought of Jennifer on this one because they lost $1.5 million worth of wine.
Oops.
83 bottles of rare wine. Why?
I haven't seen a thing.
Oh, it was you.
Hiccup humor.
Steve? We got it. It's okay. All right. Let's see the talk radio review from last Friday and some of the things that will perhaps stick around this week in conversation. Hopefully that discussion about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade will go poof and disappear. What a waste of time that conversation is, and focus on it, as is the impeachment of Mayorkas. Now that they failed, I think that goes away, doesn't it? Or is somebody going to try some other cute move? He's right. I mean, the border thing, which was number one last week on the story list, is and will be, and for me, that's the number one issue. So I'm on to trying to figure out and conversationally how we deal with this. I don't know that there is this conversation going on forever
and
ever. That's
the only thing that changes it. You vote him out because whether you go after Mayorkas or you go after the next guy, this is the ideology that Biden has, and that's what they're carrying out. So if you don't like what's happening at the border, then you have to vote him out.
Yeah. Well, voting him out, you vote out. You're not going to get rid of him with an impeachment. It was a waste of money and a waste of time. But, yeah, you don't like the policies, and who does? Unless you don't understand what's going on. If you think that Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and he's a great leader, then look at this and then perhaps talk to us about what you think great leadership is about. Not about the personality, it's about the lack of effectiveness of leadership. That's what it's about. Nice guy, I don't know, he may be. And I guess the question, though, that a lot of people are asking is whether or not there's a disconnect here, whether there's prejudice on the part of whoever's asking the question about age because of Trump being close in age. He's like a couple of years younger than Biden is. But all the focus on Biden, and people who like Biden are saying that it's a, you know, it's a It's a foul.
Ageist.
It's not because he keeps making the same kind of mistakes.
Exactly.
Doesn't look good.
The thing that bothers me, I don't care if a guy is 105 and can serve with dignity and can serve effectively, but what we're seeing from Biden is not effective and it's not dignified. And it makes me question what his family is doing to...
Well, but Trump's not dignified either.
I'm not talking about whether or not you like personality. I'm saying, does he look like he's like functional? And the answer is Trump does. And by the way, I'm not just saying this because I like Trump. I don't like Nancy Pelosi, but I think Nancy Pelosi looks more in control of her faculties than Joe Biden does. And she's older than he is. So it's not about age. It's about whether or not they can still do the work.
Mm-hmm. Whether you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah.
I was in Southern California over the weekend. Didn't get to see Jennifer or her dad, but I did see the rest. Yes, I do. I talked to your father on Friday. Don't say that.
Oh, well, not me then.
No, I didn't call you. No. The floods and the result. Miles and I took a bike ride yesterday. We went down by the L.A. River. There's a couple of places that are in Mar Vista that where the various L.A. rivers, they call all of them, well, the L.A. River, but there's, you know, this one over here, there's another one over there, and there was water flowing down. I talked to my son's house, didn't have any impact, but my daughter's house did from the rain. And so I did talk to you about this, Jennifer, how much rain you had on the other side of the hill. When did we talk about that?
On Friday, when we were together on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. So the quick return, although I didn't go up to PCH to see all the mudslides and the houses that were sliding down the hill, was like a scene out of one of the movie. What was the movie that... when Mel Gibson and Danny Glover ripped that house off the side of the hill. Remember that? Which one of the Lethal Weapon movies was that? Yeah, it was one of them. At any rate, there is a lot of weather. February and March are going to be not great for weather anywhere in the country, no matter where you are. There's a big snowstorm moving across the upper Midwest and through to the Northeast over the next couple of days. And so this is, you know, that's life down on the farm. And I am getting really annoyed, frankly. Can you tell each time we bring up the weather and you hear all these people yelling about global warming? It is nonsense.
After sitting in California thinking, gosh, it's been so cold. It was a mild summer, and it's been raining a lot. And there was some news anchor who's like, this is the warmest February on record. And I thought to myself, says who? This is a cold February for us in California. Yeah. And they keep saying it was the hottest summer. And it's like, it didn't even get warm in California until the end of July, maybe even the beginning of August. It was an exceptionally moderate and cool, I would say, year. But everybody's still cranking it up, saying how hot it is. Bizarre.
Yeah. All right. This is the story with this California hiker who's missing. She was out and about, three others. This is Mount Baldy. Where's Mount Baldy?
Southern California.
Is it? So she was lost in the atmospheric river.
Yeah,
there's another term.
Well, it's a dumb time to go hiking. That we had really bad storms. And whether it was raining and you could see it or there's mud flows, just not a great week for hiking. And now they've had these resources to find these people.
Yeah, to go find these
people.
They will.
It's sad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just one of these guys was in...
It wouldn't be as bad?
What? Wouldn't be as bad if they stayed home? What do you mean?
No, it wasn't going to be as wet. Like, it wasn't going to be as bad. They would be okay.
I think everybody just thinks that they're going to be fine or that something bad is not going to happen to them. Or they get a little arrogant thinking that they can get ahead of Mother Nature. It's like, you have to respect
just a little bit of rain.
Yeah, for this actor, this, the planet.
This British actor, Julian Sands, he was dead. Yeah. He got killed up in that same area last summer.
It took a month to find the guy, too, or at least weeks, I think.
Right. All right, there's a new plastic-eating powerful super worm that now is working to get rid of super large piles of super waste. Wow. This is something going on in Singapore, where they have lots of rubbish. The scientists there investigating the potential of a, let's see if I can do this one, zoophobic atriac worm. Something close to that, anyway. Right. Well, they call it the super worm. Yep. And they've developed a super worm to combat global plastic pollution. Let's see, what else can this thing do? It eats plastic. It also eats beetles. And let's see, what else does it do? It likes to eat fauna and flora. So that means it has a multiple, it's like, that's like flowers and trees and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. This is, if you got something like this, if you can direct it in the right area, that's fine. But you don't want it out there eating up the flora and the fauna.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, right? Everybody's going to be like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden it's going to get loose and...
Right, like that Chinese thing.
Population.
Remember that bug that was in the pallets that came over from China? A couple of years ago, got into all the trees, killed
thousands of
trees. Yeah, I think something like that. All right, let's talk about the monarch butterfly, as long as we're in this department here. Sightings may be fewer than usual this summer. Uh-oh, this is something else that's having a tough time. Yeah, the winter in central Mexico has decreased the population precipitously, according to the World Wildlife Fund. A number of monarchs dropped from two, huh? What? I don't understand this way. Anyway, they're a lot less. I guess maybe, they're about 21 million less butterflies. Who the heck is doing the counting, I guess, would be my question. But it is, they are beautiful. But it's like something else in the evolutionary chain that you probably can't do much about, even though somebody will try to make you feel guilty because they're all dying. It's 48 after the hour.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the too sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, 53 after the hour now here in the Good Day program. Monday brings us in touch with Nick Miles, our auto expert, who's in England this morning, no doubt to test one of their, let's see, what are the cars? We have the Range Rovers that are built there, right?
Yeah.
What other we have? Now, where do we go from there? What other cars are made in England that do well in America?
There's not that many, actually, that are made in England, because when Brexit happened, of course, they sort of noosed themselves into just making cars for themselves. But there are Hondas that are made here, and there are some what used to be General Motors factories, but they sold them to Stellantis, which is the Fiat Chrysler Group, as we all know it. So very limited amount of vehicles. But, you know, the Range Rovers and Land Rovers, that's why I'm trying out the new Defender 130, which is the extended version. And they have a new 5-seater one instead of the 7-seater one, which is made for outdoorsy people that have money. Mm-hmm. I should add that part in.
Yes, lots of money. These things are all about lots of money. So I remember going by the Range Rover plant. It seems to me it was in Lancashire, but I don't remember for sure. Is there only one plant that makes all the Range Rovers, or do they have more than one now because they become so popular and are selling all over the world?
Well, actually, a lot of them are still made in Eastern Europe, but they do have a factory here that still makes some of the high-end Range Rovers and Land Rovers. And even if they're made in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they tend to come here if they're a special edition or a performance version, so the engineers can put the special engines and special performance parts in as well.
How long have they been made in? How long have you been made in Eastern Europe? Are you talking about, what are you talking about, Latvia, Estonia, those places?
Yeah, so I can't remember where it is. I think it's Czechoslovakia, actually. They've been made there for about 10 years or so. They started making off some of the smaller versions there, the sporty versions, and I think they're progressively making, because they don't have to pay tariffs on them if they go into the rest of Europe from there. And then the ones that are made in the UK can come to the States without tariffs. So, they're working the tax angle, as we all do on April the 15th every year.
No. You do that? I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah.
What do you...
We work the tax angle for everybody's best. yes.
All right, a couple of recalls here. General Motors is recalling the tens of hundreds of thousands of heavy-duty pickup trucks. The Chevy and the GM are both the same. Apparently, the tailgate opens without anybody pushing any buttons. So if you got something in the back, this is mostly the bigger ones, the Silverado and the Sierra. And this is for not just this model year, but it goes back 2 or 3 years because the bodies are all the same. Would you have thought they would figure this out by now? Are you surprised?
Well, it's just coming to light, obviously. Plus 300,000, it's a lot of the trucks to the heavy-duty ones, like the 2500 Sierra, the GMC Sierra, and the 3500 GMC Sierra. And so four-year span from 20 to 24 model years. And it would be more of a problem if it was passenger vehicles than trucks, because you don't have people in the trucks. We do have goods in the trucks, of course, and that could affect the people behind. They shifted about 5 or 6 years ago to these electronic opening tailgates as well. So it's not quite defined as whether the tailgate opening is a problem, if it's a problem when people are traveling, but right now they've just identified it as parked vehicles, so it's less of an issue, but still an issue, and I don't like it to get any worse than this, they'll fix them, it's not something where the vehicle is undrivable at this point.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient for people to bring their things back. Here's Honda recalling 750,000 vehicles to fix a sensor in the airbag that's in front of the passengers. This is that same. Is this Takata? Again, they still in business and still providing these for most everybody?
Yeah, this is a huge problem because they're unsafe to drive, because you, at least with somebody in that front passenger seat. This is a more of a problem. Airbags seem to be a continuing problem, and I'm concerned that there hasn't been sort of more rules about airbags coming out, because what's happening is now they were still installing some faulty airbags up until, obviously recently, and that's a huge issue. And it's the sensor in this case, which is not necessarily the mechanism of the airbag, and a problem that we've seen before. You remember the old ones were throwing pieces of metal out, which was a real problem, but there's still a problem for Americans.
Yeah. All right, well, don't buy a Honda then, I guess. In a deference to all my friends that own Honda dealerships, it's just, I would think that the dealer groups would get on to the manufacturers about stuff like this, because this makes everybody look bad. All right, Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com, here is it.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.